Wow, what an atmosphere. This, ladies and gentlemen, you'll only find in a German football stadium. And to really feel it, you have to be amongst all these crazy German football fans. Germans love their national football team. But have you ever seen what the German football team looks like? In fact, a German football team consists not only of German players, but also of players with different ethnic backgrounds. There you have Klose from Poland, Özil from Turkey, and Boateng, whose father is from Ghana. Looking at the team made me wonder, what exactly is considered to be German? This is a question that we will discuss in our today's episode. Again, what exactly is German? But have you ever seen what the German football team looks like? In fact, the team consists not only of German players, but also of players with different ethnic backgrounds. There you have Klose from Poland, Özil from Turkey, and Boateng, whose father is from Ghana. Looking at the team made me wonder, what exactly is considered to be German? This is the question that we will discuss in today's episode. Again, what exactly is German? It is indeed a difficult question, I know. Not everybody is going to share the same opinion on that. But that's why I think it makes it so interesting. Because it is a topic to talk about with other people and maybe to learn from their opinions as well. In today's episode, I want to focus on two very big events that took place in Germany. The first one is the Olympic Games of 1936, and the second one is the World Cup of 2006. I chose these two events because people from all over the world travel to the host country to see the games, but there is more to it. The host country always leaves an impression on the people coming from all over the world. We are going to compare what kind of impressions Germany had on all these visitors, then in 1936 and recently. Let's travel back to the year 1936. We find ourselves in Germany, which is under the dictatorship of Hitler. Everybody agrees that the Nazi regime was one of the most horrible parts in world history. Millions and millions of people were murdered out of nonsensical reasons, and many people lived in fear because it could have happened anywhere at any time that Nazis would come and take your friend, your sibling, your mom or your dad, or even you. At that time, the Olympic Games took place in Germany. Hitler, this always angry-looking man, was at that time the head of Germany, and he had, of course, a special seat in the front row. I imagine a very organized stadium, all Germans standing in rows, moving their arms synchronically in the air to greet their leader, Hitler. Hitler might have been wearing a stiff suit and a band around his arm with the Hakenkreuz symbol on it. He might have been wearing a tie, nearly choking his neck, making his head way bigger than it actually is. And I can very well imagine how his big looking head must have turned red because of anger when the Afro-American athlete Jesse Owens broke the record in long jumping. A man of color beating the white German man who wasn't bad at all. Well, second place. At this point I have to mention that Hitler thought that people having white skin, blonde hair and blue eyes were superior to all other races. Hitler's reaction to a black man beating a German man shows, in my opinion, a lot about his personality. Well, he jumped up and left the stadium because he wasn't able to grant Jesse Owens, the Afro-American man, his well-deserved success. It definitely shows that he was a very bad loser. And being the representative of Germany, the people that came from all over the world took this impression of the Germans back home. Now, let's fast forward to the summer 2006, to the FIFA World Cup, which took place in Germany. Again, millions of people from all over the world visited Germany to cheer for the national team. At that time, I also went to Germany to watch the games, and it was a lot of fun. The whole time, the atmosphere was very, very good. The city was beautifully decorated. There were colorful flags all over the city, and not only German ones, but every flag you can imagine. The pubs were full of excited football fans of different nations, dressed up in football jerseys, their face painted with the colors of their flag, and they were cheering all together for their national football team. And sometimes you could see a fan of the winning football team comforting a fan of the football team that lost. Everybody seemed to have a great time, and even after Germany was knocked out in the last 16, they continued celebrating this big event with their guests. Statistics that were raised right after the World Cup also show that the image of Germany had changed in a positive way. People who went home got a much more positive impression of the Germans, which shows that they enjoyed their time and the German hospitality. So back to the question, what exactly is German? And I think, looking at the Germans then and Germans today, it is rather difficult to define what is meant by being German, at least without any context. So much has changed in only 70 years, and the change will go on day by day. This is also accelerated by modern technology. Due to internet and a highly developed way of traveling, the contact between people and cultures is increasing and will lead to steady change. I think it is the people living in Germany, it is their actions and their minds that define what German is. And I'm glad that much has changed over time in a positive way. As I said before, not everyone will have the same opinion like me. That's why I would love to hear your opinion about how you define being German. Please write a comment on Facebook or tweet your opinion on Twitter. I would love to read them. This is Helen, and see you next time. Bye.